Good morning and welcome to Tip TV Finance with me, Matt Brown, and Zach Meir. Good morning, Zach. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Matt. Well, I have to say, this morning I was looking at TTM, the front page. I always consult to this worthy publication to, you know, to get my bearings on the world of finance. And unfortunately, today it said, "Make it a date to remember, book by 14th of February 2017 on the front. And it's sponsored by Qatar Airways, and there's a whole load of destinations that you can go to for whatever happens on the 14th of November. Dubai, £1,600. Adelaide, £2,600 per person.
Per person.
I have to say that if I was spending that amount of money, I would never forget that.
Fantastic. Where are you taking me then?
I think we should go to the Maldives. I think that's it. That would be a wonderful place
to
go.
Very nice. Whilst it's still there.
Exactly, yes.
Indeed. So let's have a quick look at the slides, see what's out there at this moment. IMF revives Greek euro exit warning amid deadlocked bailout talks. From the Wall Street Journal, more Greek woes.
Well, we've been here so many times before. Normally, if there is a dip in the markets on this type of deadlock or impasse, then it's a dip to buy into, because obviously we know that nobody's going to let Greece go bust, or any more bust than it is, or let it go out of the EU. So it's just a matter of writing a cheque for various billions. So another non-headline, really.
Yeah, we've been there before, haven't we? Okay, moving on. Sorry for loan con. Lloyds Bank apologises to 200 small firms after the ex-HBOS boss was jailed for aiding a $1 billion loan scam. And that's from The Sun. Should Lloyds be apologising?
Not really, because it didn't actually want to take over or be merged with HBOS in the first place. The other point is, what was the regulator doing at this during all these shenanigans?
I think their eye was everywhere else.
What's the point of having a regulator if these things still happen?
They were falling asleep at the wheel, weren't they? And Lloyds, kind of HBOS was shoehorned into them back a few years ago. Moving on, Japan's December trade data, so a trade surplus and a current account balance there, adding these to the other 11 months of the year that take the annual trade surplus to 5.58 trillion and the current account to 20.6 trillion yen in the black. Looks positive.
Very, very positive. And I suppose it shows why the Japanese have such difficulty weakening their currency.
So a lot of strength there. Okay, economic calendar coming up for the day. Bank of England MPC member Cunliffe speaks. This is on the back of Forbes speaking yesterday for the MPC, indicating there may be an interest rate hike. We'll have to see, but that's certainly got the pound going.
I think we should, anticipating that has been the worst thing you could have done over the last, since Mark Carney came. Became governor of the Bank of England, and I don't think that situation is going to change. My view is the agenda here is never to have a rate hike.
Keep rates low. US crude oil inventories, that may have a bit of an impact on the oil price, of course, later on today. New Zealand Reserve Bank of New Zealand rate decision, and Willis News Conference on policy statement. I think probably crude and is the big one there, crude oil inventories to look out for today. Moving on, FX sentiment from Oanda.
Things that stand out for me here, gold but well below 70%, which is has been the benchmark for the last year and more. Interesting now, gold for me, the breakout through 1220 was the best buy signal you could have had. And but the punters are actually getting less enthusiastic about it, maybe perhaps ahead of a $100 rise. So that's rather strange. They looks that though they might be on the money with being long of sterling, 58% long there and going more long after yesterday's bear trap from below the 50-day moving average at 124. So that makes sense. And perhaps the other thing to note there is that how short we are on the Aussie dollar. When I suppose we're near towards the top of the range, so that makes some sense as well.
It's a bit of profit taken there. Fantastic. S&P 500 jockeying for a breakout.
This is one of the situations, just keep with the same theme, buy on the dips until you get burnt, and so far nobody has got burnt, so above 2250, looks like we're heading towards 23, 24, 25, whatever you want.
Sky's the limit. Fantastic. Gold.
Yeah, so for me, it was that 12:20, which was broken a couple of days ago. I think I said it on the show. And this is the ETF, but still the pattern is the same. Right shoulder getting broken around, what's that, the 116, 117 level. And really for me, wide open space on the upside there.
Very good. And crude oil has been quite active, fell off nearly 2% yesterday. We've already mentioned the oil inventories out later on. That could have an impact on the price.
With this, I think the main highlight here is how this market's been so static for the best part of 2 months, or more than 2 months now. Very unusual for this market to be so range-bound. You would be looking for a breakout, but I think this is one of those things. We've had a few false moves, so wait for 55 or below 50 to happen before taking a position there, I think.
And moving on, again, crude oil.
Yes, the same thing, I suppose, that we've got the bearish point and figure breakout signal, but I think we're still within a range, and it's better not to anticipate which way that range will go, even though the point and figure, it can be a good leading indicator as well.
So a case of just sit back, wait for these ranges to be broken, and then position accordingly.
Yeah. Centrica, the trade of the day here, one of the ones I agree with the most in the recent past. Daily chart shows descending triangle upside breakout. Good risk reward here after that move from below 100, below 200 pence, buy around 227, objective 235, and stops below 224. All makes sense, and hopefully not too volatile as well.
Good. Broker recommendations, we've got a few here. Royal Bank of Scotland, BP, Reckitt, Ben Kaiser. Just run us through those.
Deutsche Bank, I always feel sorry for them. That's why I try and give them a mention. I'm trying to be like an ambassador for their brand. Unfortunately, their brand seems to be about the same level as David Beckham at the moment. But this shows you why. Previous target there, £1.72 and a sell. And then having got it totally wrong, they've got a new stance of being just a hold. And a target of 220. I'm presuming that's wrong as well, or that will be wrong. We'll probably should see LBS fall from here. The other situation, which is of note, BP, the profits and the missing earnings expectations was disappointing. £6.25 now looks a little bit ambitious as far as Barclays Capital is concerned, and that's something to note. And then finally, Reckitt Benckiser, really more a jealousy play, really. I think the CEO stands to earn an extra £15 million, which for him is just, I suppose, not even a year's work, actually, a year's salary. But if he can grow earnings by 10%, then he will get an extra £15 million payout. He's on his way to try and do that by, I think, by that baby food acquisition,
out of China, Mead
Johnson. So we'll see how that works out for him. I'm crossing my fingers and hope he gets there.
Yes, well, I'm sure he will do very well on that. Zach, thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you.